Calvinists and Arminians both claim they believe in the doctrine of original sin. Surely there's no debate that this doctrine is clearly taught in Scripture, and it's simply this. Adam did not sin for himself alone, but for all his posterity. When he fell, all of those born after him fell as well. The Apostle Paul explains it this way, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed on to all men, for all have sinned." Now, what Arminians deny, and this is our contention with them, is the full effect of the fall into sin. The Bible teaches that the fall was complete, affecting every aspect of man's being, his mind, will, and emotions. In short, fallen man is dead in his trespasses and sins. He is in bondage to this fallen sinful nature. In this state, he is not a friend of God, nor a lover of God, but an enemy of God's. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This episode of Against the World is brought to you by Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church in Dublin, Virginia. Grace Reformed currently meets every Sunday at the Comfort Inn in Dublin off Interstate 81. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. and worship is at 11 a.m. It is also brought to you by ProofThatGodExists.org, a presuppositional apologetics ministry operated by Cy-Tin Brueggenkate. For more information, please visit him on the web at ProofThatGodExists.org.
David Steele and Curtis Thomas, in their book, The 5 Points of Calvinism, Defined, Defended, Documented, explain the doctrine of total depravity. Because of the fall, man is unable of himself to savingly believe the gospel. The sinner is dead, blind, and deaf to the things of God. His heart is deceitful and desperately corrupt. His will is not free. On the contrary, it is in bondage to his evil, sinful nature. Therefore, man will not, indeed he cannot, choose good over evil in the spiritual realm. Consequently, it takes much more than the Spirit's assistance to bring a sinner to Christ. It takes regeneration, what we call being born again, by which the Spirit makes the sinner alive and gives him a complete new nature. Faith is not something man contributes to salvation, but is itself a part of God's gift of salvation. It is God's gift to the sinner, not the sinner's gift to God. Now, as previously stated, Arminians do not consider all the biblical data when it comes to the doctrine of the fall, and this is our charge against them. Contrary to what I just quoted, Arminians teach that although human nature was seriously affected by the fall, man has not been left in a state of total spiritual helplessness. God graciously enables every sinner to repent and believe, but he does not interfere with man's free will. Each sinner possesses this free will, and his eternal destiny depends on how he uses it. Man's freedom consists of his ability to choose good or evil in spiritual matters. His will is not enslaved to this sinful nature. The sinner, according to Arminianism, has the power to either cooperate with God's Spirit and be regenerated, or resist God's grace and perish. The lost sinner needs the Spirit's assistance, but he does not have to be born again by the Spirit before he believes. For faith is man's act, and it comes before the new birth. Faith is the sinner's gift to God. According to Arminianism, it is his contribution to salvation. Dr. R.C. Sproul rightly observes the problem with this semi-Pelagian view. He wrote, "Arminians have unconverted sinners who are dead in trespasses and sin, bringing themselves to life by choosing to be born again. Christ made it clear that dead people cannot choose anything, that the flesh profits nothing, and that a person must be born of the Spirit before he can even see the kingdom of God, let alone enter it. In the final analysis, my friends, Arminians believe they saved themselves, though they would never say it with proper words, because they denied the biblical teaching of the full effects of the fall. In their view, God does 99%, but it's not enough to fully save, and henceforth, it does not save. It only makes salvation possible. That's why we often refer to the Arminian view of salvation as hypothetical good news. Man must save himself by adding his faith. Then and only then does man obtain salvation. My friends, no matter how you slice it, man, according to free will Arminianism, is in the very least a co-redeemer with God. And this is why Calvinists down through the centuries have maintained that the Arminian view is a subtle form of works salvation. Calvinism, which is what the Bible teaches, is a salvation that is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac, The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan hard drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.